So nobody should feel chalish sadas in the sugya, because as one of the Talmidim reminded me that this is one of the sugyas that Reb Chaim supposedly said that he never really understood. He said about three sugyas or so in all shas that he just couldn't get his hands on, and one of them was kavua. That's the good news. The bad news is that we haven't even come anywhere near what Reb Chaim meant that he didn't understand. Reb Chaim understood the whole sugya, but then he just couldn't put it into his, you know, his mindset. But we don't even understand what the Rishonim are talking about. We don't even have a sug of what we don't even masik in the city of Kavua. So feel bad. Have a lot of chalish sadas. But hopefully by the end of the sugya, we'll try to cheer guys up a little bit. By the time Rosh Chodesh Adar rolls around, we'll be smiling all over the place. Okay. So as I said, let's just recap a little bit and get ourselves into the major flow of things. It's very, very amkistik sugya. So there's a basic question that all the Rishonim posed. Is that there seem to be two klolim in halacha that, strangely enough, are derived from the same basic sources that are almost contradictory to one another, basically mutually exclusive. On the one hand, we all know there's a din of bittul barov. Every kid knows that already. You've been learning chum for 6 months, you know that. So I have my tarov, it's about the barov. Okay, every once in a blue moon I have to do mishai b'shishim, or maybe this time, and sometimes I need 100 or 200, and there are certain things I feel beautiful about. Again, that's all very nice. But the bottom line is the rule that's the cloud that's governing everything in Tarava, so the three magic words of this week's Pasha, Acharav Mahatis. However, on the other hand, we find that the Gemara tells us at the end of the first Bach of Ksubis, in the Masech HaSanhedrin, a few places, but a couple places here and there, that even though there's this grandiose Pasha of Rov, which is great, and Rov is what enables me to apply the principle was called the parish, Ruba parish, which has nothing at all to do with Tarovus, if everyone realizes that. Namely, when I have 10 stores and I find a piece of meat on the floor, there's no Tarovus, there's no mixture, I know exactly. I see the kosher store, the trader store, I have a latest asufik on the piece of meat, so I can assume that the meat probably came from one of the kosher stores. That's called the parish, Ruba parish. Again, derived from the exact same din. That's the Ferish Gemara. What I just said to you now is a Gemara in the first Berakah Chulin, put together with Rishonim, who say Bittul Barov was based on Acharav Mahatis. These are like the ABCs. Nevertheless, within the din of called the Parish Parish, the Gemara puts the brakes on and says, based on other Pesukim, other Gzeres HaKosim, thrushes that are way beyond our human comprehension, the Gemara tells us there's a din called Kol Kavod Kavod Kavod. But the Torah draws a distinction. What will their eyes as a distinction whether the latest asofik was perish min harov or whether I walked into the rov. If I walked into the rov, I went into the makom, what we call hakavua, so then all bets are off. Then rov doesn't apply. So that was the two dinim that appear in the famous Brice about 10 times in Shas, the Brice about Teisha Chanuyos, that piresh is mutach or mahatos, but if it's you go in and now you have a latest asofik, which do you take from? That's a problem in Atar. So knowing full well that the halacha tells us there is a difference between piresh, you do follow rov, whereas kavua, you don't follow rov, come to Yishev and formulate the following question. Every taroves is closer to which case? Well, draw me a picture. Give me an illustration of a tarovus. So I have three pieces of meat mixed in a basket on the table. So I'm standing over here, and the piece of meat are on the basket over here. So can someone please explain to me what is going to happen? Walk me through who and what is walking to who and what. Am I walking to the meat, or is the meat walking to me? That's the answer. Good answer. Very good. Excellent. Okay? So that's why we hired you as youth director. We need this good stock answers, okay? So I'm off the record. So I'm walking over. Still friends?
Yeah.
I'm walking over to the meat. So as I'm walking over to the meat and waving a flag that says what? My three favorite words of this week's Pasha. So I learned about Matzia, my favorite words are Kihuzeh, but now what are they? Acharav Mahatos. I'm waving the flag of Acharav Mahatos. I'm about to embark upon this journey to follow the din of Rov, and I'm going to take this piece of meat, and I'm going to eat this piece of meat, and what does the halacha say to me? One second, who do you think you are, waving that flag of Rov? That flag's got a big fat hole in it. You know what the hole is? Because what you are doing is, what are you doing? You are walking to the Isser, and by doing so, you are not in the parasha of Piresh being Rov, you are invoking the parasha of Kavua. And kavua is a no-no, because when the isser is kavua from kromo, you have no right to rely on rov. So why isn't every ta'aroves unraveled, undone, ruined by the principle of kavua? That's the age-old question that all the rishonim, the places, the rabbans, the rans, every rishon under the sun asks this question in some shape or form. Every bit of a rov should be undermined by the principle of kavua. So how do you solve that problem? So we spent a lot of time yesterday developing the two basic approaches in the Rishonim, why every bittul barov, in fact, is not a problem. Why this is not true. It's not governed by the limitation of kavua. Why is that? So we saw two very, very different approaches in the Rishonim. Yes, let's chaz them quickly because it's going to set the stage for today's shiur. So we saw Taisa and the Rashba. So Taisa said that the problem... not a problem, it's really only the solution. But the reason why kavua doesn't speak to me when I have a tarobes is because in order to meet the criteria of kavua, it has to make the kavua checklist. So what's the kavua checklist? Let's walk it through. What in order to be the parish of kavua, or of love of a geveldik chiddush of it's such a chiddush I still don't understand. Reb Chaim didn't understand. Reb Shimon, Reb Page, the Peir, no one really. We never really understand this kavua story. But we defer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam comes off for Arav Loi. Teshuvah Pesach is off for Arav Loi. Is the passion of Kavua. Go, we accept it. We accept Paradum. We accept other things in life. So we accept this as well. So we have Kavua. Okay, good. I understand. What are some of the checklists that part of Kavua? So number one, it has to be the issur has to be what Kavua Numkamo, namely not Pirish. If it's Pirish, then it's always Kavua. So that's like the definition, part definition. That's Kavua 101. So now, when you take the second semester of Kavua, 102, and now you learn some more things about Kavua. So all of a sudden, Tysus is lecturing the second semester. There's another condition that has to be met in order for Kavua to kick in. What's that other condition? It's not enough that you know there is an Isser Kavua Bim Kromo. That was first semester. Second semester is, the Isser has to be Kavua Bim Kromo, Vigam, what? Nikar Bim Kromo. It has to be recognizable, which is perfect, because the original case of the Teisha Chanoyos, by golly, is Nikar. Remember we said, there is not a latest a suffix under the sun with that Caribbean store trip. I know, I see it, I hear the music, I smell the meat, I got it, I know that's Isser. I know exactly where the Isser is. I'm not sure whether this piece of meat came from there, from chopsticks, from doggies, from Yen Shmen store, that's true. But the Isser is waving its banner, Typhus, it's saying, Trace. I am Treif. I am not kosher. That second condition, Kavua 102, is missing at a Taroivis. Because a Taroivis, by definition, cannot be Nikar. If it would be Nikar, then what sugi would we not be learning? If it would be Nikar, then what would it not be? It would not be Taroivis. Now, we know that already. Now, we know that. Why do we know that? Because the Rosh told us that when you have Kodesh Veneer, that's Nikar Mukomo. And the Rosh told us when you have Tom, so that's Nikar Mukomo. But don't forget, there's another way to be Nikar Mukomo. We've been so brainwashed that there's Al Chidush of Nikar Mukomo. We forgot what real Nikar means. What does real Nikar mean? So you can see it, right? So the Chidushim are Mechadish. The statistics are also Nikar Mukomo. And the Rash was Mechadish. The taste is also Nikar Mukomo. But the real Nikar Mukomo is the Firais Ayin. So bottom line is, every Taroives, by definition, we couldn't even be having a discussion. We wouldn't be learning the Sugi of Taroives. You wouldn't be analyzing the Bikr of the Taroives. Would be Nikar. So by definition, it's not really Nikar. So Taroives says, Obazoi, that it's not going to be Nikar Mukomo, Memela, the Pashma Kabbalah, does get off the ground. You're missing one of the conditions. It's like missing 101, 102. Same class, same course. So bottom line, Taroives says, what ultimately undermines the application of Kavua to Taroives is the lack of Nikar Shabbat. And the Rashba we said yesterday says no. The Rashba says, there is no such klal as you need Nikar. There's no such klal. What saves Bittul Berov from the fangs of Kavua is very, very simple. When you have Bittul, by definition, what don't you have? What don't you have?
Uh-huh.
You have an issue here. How do I know I have an issue? What do you mean? Maybe it's Baltimore, but it's still here. What's the answer? That's silly. Why? Because everybody knows. Everyone knows the Rosh. What's the Rosh's klal? It's an epochal set there. So I have, when I have three pieces of meat in a taroves, I have no issue here. So now, as I'm walking over to this tarobas, about to partake of all three of these pieces to make myself a triple-decker sandwich like the Rosh, and the Rosh also holds bin Atar you could really do, with the exception of the Tanya's Rid, everybody pretty much holds you can do that. I'm about to take my three pieces of meat and eat them, and there's some nudnik in the back who learned the chulin for a week, and he took a half-baked smicha class, and now all of a sudden he thinks, well, I know everything about your Isaiah, and what does he start to scream at me? Kavua! You're walking! He says, no, you're walking to the Yisr, you got a Kavua problem, and he starts to scream at me, and he's yelling at me, and he holds me, Kavua, he's holding up a Kavua rally, Kavua, Shabbos, Kavua, Kavua, Gabal, it's terrible, he's making Afghana, it's Kavua. So I say to him, excuse me. In order for Kavua to be true, forget about whether it has to be Nikra or not, even a Nihlai Tezis, what does it have to be? In order for Kavua, what has to be here? It's got to be what? Forget about Kavua Bimkoma, forget about Nikra, it's got to be Nisr. And I say to him, I don't see any Nisr here. So the guy says, what do you mean you don't see any Nisr here? 5 minutes ago, there was a piece of the veil, I'm mixing with two pieces of kosher meat. Of course there's a Nisr here. So what's my response? What's the Rashba's correct halachic response? It's an epochleos heter. I have three pieces of kosher meat. It's for kavua. You have to be a chalik. Drain me a cup of kavua. Kavua makes sense when you have yisurim. You don't have yisurim. There's no kavua. In the case of the 10 stores, there's an isur here. In the case of the three pieces, there's no isur here. So according to the Rashba, what ultimately saves the day and allows Bittur Barov to kick in, and it gives us the ability to ignore kavua, is not the taisus lundus that when it's not nikur. No, that's it. It's the fact that it's better than not being nikur. It's not here altogether. So a kopon and bein v'yatash bein v'rashba. It's inconceivable that once we have a taroibus for whatever reason, either because we solved the problem through lack of nikur, we solved the problem through people's command alaysa. Either way, once we have an acceptable taroibus, then nobody's going to raise the flag of kavur. No one's going to yell and scream. People could scream, but we're going to scream back. No one's going to scream kavur to me. And this is what sets the stage for today's share. This is all fine and dandy until we open up a Gemara in Mesechta Zvachim. Everyone read the Gemara in Zvachim? Everyone should have read the Gemara in Zvachim because it's quoted right and left. Yeah? Nobody probably read it. But where is it? Number three? Oh. Very good. So it starts out with the Mishnah in Zvachim. Third of my Mekam, Zvachim of Ayin Rebbe. What a mix-up, what a mess. Right? The guy has a lot of karbonis. These gewaltige animals, they're all right to be karbonis, meridic, wonderful. And all of a sudden, an animal gets mixed up. It's a taroibes, that's why it's called kozvach shenis arvu. What's the name of the parak the Rishonim call it? They call it perakataroibes. The Rishonim didn't call it kozvach shenis, but we call it. Okay, we'll also go back to Tarovis, it's easier. But on the page of the Gemara, if you're looking for Perek Tarovis, you're going to spend a lot of time, you're going to spend 7.5 years learning that Yom, you'll never find Perek Tarovis. So in this Perek, otherwise known as Perek Tarovis, the first Mishnah says, of 1,000, 10,000, 1,000,000 animals, and they're all about to be brought as a carbon. And one nincompoop animal gets mixed in, and I can't tell which one it is. What happened? What nikabu animal in it? An animal that's posel lagabi hamizbech. What could possibly be posel lagabi hamizbech? It is so posel lagabi hamizbech. Not only is it posel lagabi hamizbech, it's asa b'hanor also. What could it possibly be? That's what kind of animal could be so bad, so mufkam in hamizbech, and so posel that it's going to be asa b'hanor on the board, even with my head yet? What could be wrong with this animal? The Mishnah comes up with two possible scenarios. One is, it's a Shohan Niskel. Mavakama days, right? This is the interplay between Mavakama and Chulin. So I had a Shohan Niskel that the days was Gomer Adin on. So it's Nigma Dina Asvano, right? We all know that, except for Benetam. But everyone else knows that, right? Nigma Dina Asvano. And now Nebuch, this Shohan Niskel, gets mixed in with the other 100,000 animals, and I can't tell which is which. Maybe to the Shvarim they look different, but to me, they all look the same. So I got 1,001 animal in there. The overwhelming odds are that if I take any given animal and bring it to the carbon, it'll be kosher. But I'm always haunted by that possibility. There's one quote-unquote trace for animal in there, an unrectifiable animal in there called the Shohan Niskel. Okay, just in case you thought that case was strange, we'll give you another case. I have a chatas hamesis in there. What's a chatas hamesis? I separate a kol mechatas. As Michal Shabbos will show you, separate a kol mechatas. So it's taifes on the Adam of Kedushas chatas. And then multiple things could happen that could disqualify this chatas liyolim vod from being brought. Anyone knows what they are? The chamesh chatas hamesis. So there are five different things that can happen. So either this chatas could, let's say the owner died. So once the owner of the chatas dies, so then you can't be a chatas, can't be a chapa for a dead person. So there's usually no kapar for a dead person. There's only one case with this kapar for a dead person. Anyone know? A korban is not mechapa for a dead person. Koifa is not mechapa for a dead person. There's only one thing that's a mechapa for the mason. Yom Kippur is a mechapa for a mason as well. How do you know that? Because it says Yom Kippurim hu beloshin rabim. That a certain degree of kapar is meted out for the mason as well in Yom Kippur, whatever that means. Generally speaking, kapar la mason, but Yom Kippur is a mechapa even the Yom Emes for some degree, whatever in the world this means. That is the reason that we showed it right. Why Yisker said on Yom Kippur, because it's a mechapa. Because Yom Kippur is relevant for the mason as well. The fact that we say Yisker on the other Yom Tov, that's for different reasons. But the saying of Yisker on Yom Kippur to be shining right is based on this tradition that we have. The Yom Kippur is to some degree mechaper and mason as well. But in Olam Hazeh, short of Yom Kippur, there's no kapar for mason. Therefore, if Reuven was mafer shekar b'chatas and Reuven died, so it's a big problem. This kar b'chatas can never ever be brought. On the other hand, it has kedushas chatas to it. So you would think, okay, no big deal. What do? Just sit around and wait for what? If it get a move, we play there, right? The whole nine yards, the rodash, right? You use the cholov, the chizer. No, you can't do that. Once this chatas is mesu habaylem, this chatas becomes osur ever legavi mizbeach. It's possible, and it can never ever be redeemed. And there's nothing left you could do with it except what? You have to leave it to die. It's a chatas mesu. You have to lock it up. It's going to die by itself. It's a chatas mesu. What's the source for that din? What's the source of that din of chatas mesu? Okay, the Gemara says Halacha Mosh Sinai, the five din of Chatas HaMeisus. So then the Gemara Mishnah has a few others, Mishnah and Temura. Let's say a person was mafresh a chatas, and then the chatas got lost, and then he was mafresh another animal, and now he finds it. And he's got two chatas. He only did one chait. He's got two chatas. So one he's going to bring, and one becomes a chatas HaMeisus. And again, these are complicated sugyas. These are sugyas in the end of Maseches Temura. Very, very complicated details of Chatas HaMeisus. I told you about this story before, that this was one of the profound conversations I had with my wife right after we got married. So about 2-3 weeks after we got married, we were sitting at Yin Shal Shus together, and she finally posed the question, the most challenging question. In today's world, this question would have been asked like 6 years before they met. But in those years, you know, you kind of just went for it, hope for the best. And Baruch Hashem, we got the best. But she asked me a question, said, so tell me, I'm wondering, what do you do all day? But give me like an idea of what are you doing. I know you leave in the morning, you go to the base medrash, you're here all day, come back and go back at night. So what happens exactly in those hours in between? Like, what do you look in between? I said, nah, you really don't want to know the answer. He said, no, I'm up to it. I can hear it. So I said, okay, I'll give you like a snip of what I do all day. I haven't been learning Temura at the time. So I said, it's kind of like this. I said, you have this animal separated as a korban chatas, and it got pregnant, and then it got lost, and then they found it, they gave it a baby, and the guy brought this korban, that korban. You want to know, is this kosher, that kosher, is a chatas mesu, not a chatas mesu? She was sitting there spellbound listening to this conversation. And then she said, no, you're right. In other words, she said, you're right. You do what you do, I'll do what I do, and we'll get together and talk about it, Blanhart's worked for 26 years, that's been on the house. 10 year moves, that's how many happy, healthy years, till each one doing our own thing. Okay, good. So, no, I do not learn the chavrusa with my wife, Maseches Temura. That is the answer to that. It is not critical when you're looking for a girl to marry that someone who's going to be able to talk to you in Reb Chaim's in Hilchos Chatas HaMeisus. Not absolutely critical. Rabbi say, okay, fine. Back to our story. So I had this chatas hamesa, and lo and behold, this chatas hamesa gets mixed in to these 100,000 kosher animals on a pickle. I have a huge tarevis. What do? You know what the Mishnah says? So the first Mishnah, the eighth prep Azvachim, says, Kol Azvachim Shesavim V'chatel Samesa V'sharnisko Afil Achas Bariba 1 to 10,000 Yemusa Kulun. They're all disqualified, they all have to be mesas and finished, you're done. The Gemara says, why? Why don't we do what? Why don't we do what? Why don't we just say what? It's butler b'roi. It's butler b'alaf alfil lofim over here. Says the Gemara in Zvachim. Balei chayim chashivim, the fourth of the Makaris. Balei chayim chashivim v'lo batlei. The Gemara says, no. It's a special chumro. Balei chayim are not batlei. Go do me something. Chumro b'inti rabbanim most probably. They're not batlei. So the Gemara says, okay. So they're not batlei. V'nimshoch v'nikrav chad minayu. What's the Gemara question? So bittul doesn't work. I got that. Because you have a quirk, some problem, some most probably chumad rabbanon quote bittul and davar chashuv doesn't work. Balachayim chashive zol zayin, there's no bittul, so we can't bring all these animals. We can't say yes and epoch we have to in a sense to bring all of them. What can we do?
And what?
Walk over to this big batch of 10,000 animals and pull out one and apply what principle? Not bittul. What's not bittul? Which rove? Called the parish ruba parish, right? Azlina basa ruba. Remember, there are two dinim of rov. There's rov b'taras bittul. That's not going to fly here. But then there's another rov of holchanacha harov. Avalatus a sofik. And any animal that I take is most probably the kosher animal. It's 99,999 to 1. So there's a very, very good statistic. Even Barak will approve of these statistics. The odds are I'm good. If I let you eat the piece of meat that's found on West Angle, there you because 90% chance you're okay. Here it's vite, it's higher than 90%. This should be good. So what's the Gemara asking, Rabbi? So what questions the Gemara asking in Zvachim tucked away in the middle of Brisk? What's the Gemara asking?
Our original question.
Our question that started off as Sugi, namely, every time Bittul fails me, good, forget about Bittul. Do what?
Really?
So don't keep on saying do row because do row bitul is also row. You have to say what? Don't say bitul baro, but say whole chenacha haro. You have to formulate that difference. Bitul is when you have a taravis. So the Gemara is saying zozain, this is not going to work. This fails your day of hilchos taravis, right? That the first not the last verse to fail the smicha b'chin, okay? This fails hilchos taravis because the chashim is not bitul. But the Gemara turns around and says zozain, let's go ahead and do what? Let's hold chenacharo. No worse than the teish chenuyos. Rabbi said, what the Gemara just asked in Zvachim, beginning of the 8th parak, we started off our sugya by asking where? On what?
Teish chenuyos.
Where did we ask this question? On what Mishnah? On Gidin Asher, on that Mishnah. That Mishnah says, when you have 100 Gidin, one of them is a Gidin Asher, and 99 are not, and you can't know which is which. So Nebuch, they're all going to be Aser. You can't say Bittul Baro because I'll jump the gun to the next sugya. A Gid is a what? Is a barrier. Or the Mishnah says you have 10, you have 100 Chatichas, one is a Chatichas Nevela. So Nebuch, you can't say Bittul Chul Nasuros. Why can't you say Bittul? Why? What principle? Jump the gun on Chatichas. Why? Chatichas is Kabbat. It's a fancy piece of meat. You serve to a guest. So those are reasons. Barrier, Chatichas is Kabbat. Bal Chaim Chashivei of Zvachim. Those are all reasons why Bittul is going to fail us. So the Gemara in Zvachim formulates the question and says, good, Bittul fails us, but let's still go Basa Haroi because Holchenach Harov, no worse than Teisha Chenuyas. So Rabbi said, did everyone chat that the question that we started off the sugi with yesterday, as individuals, we posed this question on the Mishnah. That is the Gemara's question in Zvachim on that same similar halach in the Mishnah. Bittul fails us, because of a chashuv, because by chayim chashivi, let's go holchen acharov. Same question. What's the answer? So what happened to holchen acharov? So you won't believe it. I can't even believe it. You know what Gemara says? Listen to this answer. Gemara says, v'nimshoich v'nikrav chad minah v'nimchadav v'shbarash, nimshoich! Question mark! I mean, the Gemara is not really a question mark, but by God, they threw a question. Nimshach, Kavalt, Beshridin, what are you crazy? Havali Kavuach, look back to Mechzadami. He says, what are you out of your mind? You're going to walk over to this barn and spazier into the barn. I got 100 animals in this barn. I know for a fact 99 are perfectly good and one is a disaster. You're going to walk into the barn, open the door, come on. Come on, guys, it's time for bringing us a carbon. 1 second. That guy was running to Afghana 10 minutes ago. Now we should put up a sign. What should the sign read? Kavua! Kavua! How dare you walk over to the Isser and Heter? It's the Kavua! So, L'chora, if that was the question in Zvachim Daf Ayin, and that was the answer in Zvachim, and that was the question in Chulin Daf Tzadites, then that's the answer as well. What prevents you from walking over to a Tarovis of Gidim, or Tarovis of Chatichas, Haros L'skaber, is Hilchas Kavua Shabbat. So, Bito Barov, that we took care of, the V'choshev, not Boto. Ein Hochen, I'm sorry, Hochen Acharov, called the Parsh Parsh, you can't do that because that's going to be Kavua. Adkan, the Virah Gemara's in Zvachim, Adkan, the application in Maseches Chulin. Who is very, very disturbed? Who is very, very bothered with what just happened here? You got to be disturbed in this. Why?
Why don't we give the same answer by our Gemara?
The Gemara didn't even ask the question. We asked the question in Chulin. So we, with every answer, the Shachatai that appears in Zvachim, we plugged into behind the scenes of Chulin. My Rabbi said, you know, who's bothered with what just happened? What do you think if I just pull a fast one on this? Gemara just pulled a really, 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 just pulled the wool over your eyes. Gemara just said that in Zvachim, and then by extension in Chulin, because it's the same basic Shachataya, we have a problem of Kavua. Huge, huge Kavua problem here.
It goes against
Rav Chanan. Way before Rav Chanan.
It goes against Rashba.
It goes against who and who? Tozen Rashba. Tozen the Rashba, we just repeated this the whole first 20 minutes of Shia today. It was the last 20 minutes of Shia yesterday, in case you didn't notice. Okay? Yesterday and today, we raised the question, why isn't every Tareves Kavua? And we gave two independent reasons in the Rishonim. One is because it's not what? What did Taisa say? It's not what? It's not what? It's not Nikar, so therefore it's Ois Kavua. And what did the Rashba say? The reason why it's not Kavua, because it's what? Because it's Bata B'Taroibes, it's Kamando Leisa. So I don't understand. The same way that every Taroibes is not Kavua, for those two reasons, is this a Taroibes or not? What's the name of the parak? Kol Hawa? Kol Zvachar Shedisarva. So it's a Taroibes. So it is a Taroibes. So once Taroibes, it automatically fails the Kavua test for one of two reasons, either Tosis or the Rashba. So how can the Gemara turn around in Zvachar and say, no. The reason why you can't go into the barn is Azal's Kavua. But it's a Taroibes. Wait a second. So what do you tell me? I set this up, I knew you guys, someone's there. I was hoping someone's going to catch this bait. So you're saying, which Risha would you like to deal with first? Rashba's easier, right? Rashba's easier. Rashba says, what undermined Kavua? What? The Bittu. But once Chazal and Misakin, what? Name that Takana. You name that Takana. What? Name the Takana in Zvachim, name the Takana in Chulin. It's all the same Takana with different applications. So in Zvachim, it's what makes the Chashuv? Balechayim. What makes it Chashuv in Chulin?
Beria.
Or Chichu Eskabel. But for whatever reason, once Chazal and Misakein, that it's not Botel, even though Minatar is Botel, but Minatar is not Botel. Even though Minatar is Botel, Minatar is not Botel. Once Chazal and Misakein, that it's not Botel, so then what just got undermined? What just got undermined by saying Lamaisa midirabon is not bottle? When the Beis Din HaGadol sat, some Beis Din HaGadol between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Halakim Mishnayos, somewhere in history somebody came up with this idea, Dvarim Chashuvim Minat Bottle. Once Chazal pulled the plug out of Bito, then what else follows? If it's not bottle, then we can no longer say Issa Kamando Leisa Dami. So the Issa is here. Once the Issa is here, the guy in the back with the sign yelling Kavu is right. But I ask you, Rabbi Sai, is this awesome in HaTorah? If you come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, Moshe Rabbeinu, listen to this one. I have one Chatas HaMesa mixed into 10,000 kosher animals. Or I have one Gid HaNosher mixed into 1,000,000 Gidin. I have one Chadich HaSabeh mixed into 1,000 Chadich HaRulis Kabez. I would ask Moshe Rabbeinu, tell me please, do you think this meets the criteria of Kavu or not? What do you think Moshe Rabbeinu, quote the Rashba, I don't want to tell you. What do you think the Rashba would say? Moshe Rabbeinu is learning now, sitting in Barcelona, in the Heilige Rashba, and I'd say, Moshe Rabbeinu, Medehinu Rabbeinu, tell me, Minat Torah, would you vote this is Kavu or not? What's the answer? What would Moshe Rabbeinu is weighing in on this topic be? Would he call this Kavu? What? Minat Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu say, it's Baptel. It's a command of Sadami. So what would we scream back to Moshe? What would we say back to Moshe Rabbeinu? No, 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 it's not Baptel because of why? What would Moshe Rabbeinu say? What'd you say? The Bechor? I never heard of that. That wasn't on the list in Harsinai of things that are not Baptel. Rabbi say, what did the Rashba, in effect, with the Gemara just do? Just created for us a category called, catch this, Kavua Midrabanan. This is not Kavua Deraisa. It's Kavua, but it's Kavua Midrabanan because it has to be Midrabanan, because since the whole Ibito was only Midrabanan, once Chazal Misakin, that's not Bato Midrabanan, then I can no longer say it's just command of Laysadam. I can no longer say it's an epicless hefter. Midrabanan is all Midrabanan. Deraisa, I can still say it. But Midrabanan. Once Chazal Misake, that there's a chisor in this Bito, what follows is that by definition there's going to be now a problem of Kavua, albeit Midrabban. This is the institution that Rishonim coined the phrase called Kavua Midrabban. What's the name? Who made? Was there a Beis Din ever that sat down and made a Kavua Midrabban? Was it on the list of Gezeiros? No. There was no institution Midrabban called Kavua Midrabban. The institution was Balichayim and Betelim. But the institution was Midrabban and Beri and Abata. The institution with the Rabbanu was Chatich L'Skabed in a bottle. Once Chazal made it that it's Ois Bittol, once we, catch this one, once we Mevatol the Bittol, we nail what comes back to haunt us? Kavua. And we're back to where we were before the end of the Rashba. Same way we start off by saying, every Teruva should have been Kavua. No, it's not because it's bottle. Huh? That's what you think. But it's not bottle. So, mid the Araisa it is bottle, and therefore it's no Kavua. Mid the Rabbanu it's not bottle, therefore it is Kavua. That's going to the Rashba. We're going to Tosis. How do we make any sense going to Tosis? According to Tosis, what was the engine that undermined Kavua and Taravis? Was it the Din Bittul Shemot? No. It was the lack of being Nikur. So I ask you a question. Is it Nikur or is it not Nikur? Bottom line. Is this animal Nikur? What's the answer? What? I have no idea which one it is. I've got 100,000 animals, I have no clue which one it is. I got 100 gideon, I have no idea which is the gideon. I have 100 pieces of meat, I have no idea which is the gideon. So it's vita, not nika. If it's not nika, so then, it's still not nika. Even with your bones, it's not nika. It's not nika, it's not nika. So once it's not nika, what cannot possibly rear its head? Come on, the guy with the saw in the back, throw him out. Send him up. It can't be Kavua because it's not Nikar. So what's the Gemara Zvachim talking about? I just read a Gemara Zvachim. We read it together. So state in Zvachim. State in Zvachim, Balichayim, L'chashiv, L'batlay, Frech, the Gemara, Nifresh, Renech, L'kaminayel. The Gemara says, what are you crazy? Nimshar, Chavale, Kavua. What's for Kavua? It's not Nikar. What's for Kavua? It's not Nikar. What's the answer? According to Tosfos, it's a big problem. Who saw this problem coming? Guys, let me say it this morning. Read the Gemara in Zvachim? Who saw the Gemara in Zvachim and chat that this Gemara in Zvachim is going to read like a charm for the Rashba and be a disaster for Tosfos? Okay. What's the answer? If all of you say according to Tosfos, what do you say? Nerva Oyim according to Tosfos. What do you say? What's the nature of this din derabbanan, the dvam chashuv and abotam? We see that it's coming back to haunt us every time. We have it in Zvachim and Balichayim, we have it in Chulin by Darius, we have it in Nochamul and Chulin where, by what? By Chitichulis Kabbet. We get all these cases, one after another, of dvam chashuv and then abotam and derabbanan. Yesh lach kor rabbeisai, what's the nature of these din derabbanan, dvam chashuv and abotam? Who's going to tell me? What's the nature of this? You could understand one of two ways. Either you could understand that Even post din the Rabban, it's still a Taroibes. Taroibes is defined by the Metzius. When I can't see, it's all mixed up together. It's Taroibes. Elohim. Chazal said, you're not allowed to be making on these kinds of Taroibes. They didn't like the Ram Chashim to be, it doesn't look nice. Ram Chashim to be bottle. Who knows what's going to lead to disasters? So Chazal instituted, we don't want it to be bottle. But does it have a shame in Taroibes with the Rabban? With the Rabban, it's a Taroibes. It's a Taroibes, it's not Mutter. Or no. What did Chazal do? The din de Rabbanan undermined the very essence of Taroibes anymore. Midirabban, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know what we're talking about, but Midirabban, Shulchan Aruch, Kazakh, the name of the Gemara, Chazal was Mesachin. Some days Rabban was Mesachin, that this is not a Taroibes anymore. Because it's Chashim. What kind of mechanism did they do that? What do you mean they made Midirabban? What kind of game is that? They said Midirabban, it's not a Taroibes. How did they do that? Because the Tikkun Rabban came derived to what? Derived to the concept we have, it's not a Taroibes. Midirabban said there's only one thing that could undo a Taroibes. What is that? When sneaker. What did Chazal say when you have a Davar Chashuv? What creates Chashivos, we've already learned before, that multiple things create sneaker. You don't need Nikola Ayin. We already saw Rashba that said, what could create Nikar, Rabbi Say? Tom Kika creates Nikar. Remember that Rashba? Quoted about 100 times. The Rush told us in the last Sugya, what else could create Nikar, even though it's not really Nikola Ayin? Rush. What did the Rush say? What? Statistics. Chayz Vinayar. Rabbi Say, mid the Rabbanon, those two dinim adinim deraisa. But there's a third din that could create Nikar on the level of the Rabbanon. What is that? Even though Minatayr it's not Nikar, you can't look at a double Choshev and say, oh, you're not Nikar. No, it's Chashivos gives it Nikarus. Even though the fear I say Naim it's not, it's inconceivable, impossible with the Rabbanah to say that a double Choshev is not Nikar. And therefore, with the Rabbanah, they were misakein, that the reason why this bittel doesn't work, that wasn't just Stam Adin and the Gavra, you don't eat from this Taravis. No. They were misaka that this Taravis is not meat unto bittel, because it's ois Taravis, because if the Dava Choshev, the Dava Choshev, Dino Ke Nika. That was the Ke'in Deraisa of Dava Choshev. It was Afghan, the Etzim of Taravis, because it redefined what Nikaros means. Obazoi, once Chazal was misaka, that a Dava Choshev is Nikar, Api Din, it's like Nikar, what else? What's the corollary of that Din Derabonim? Once they were misaka in that it's Dino Ke Nikar, then what halacha is going to rear its head again? Kavua. Now, is that going to rear its head in a Torah? Only Midrabanan. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu will say, what do you mean? It's not Nikar. So Moshe Rabbeinu is looking at us and say, I don't understand. It's not Nikar. It's not Nikar. I never gave you the din. I never was nice to you to this din of Kavua. We say, you're right. Moshe Rabbeinu, we understand that. But Midrabanan, once Chazan, Moshe Rabbeinu, you told us that din Midrabanan. We have to sauce Midrashi Yigucha, so we trust the rabbis. So once Chazal was misaking that Dovah Choshev is not Bottel, the Chiddush God of Taisus is that the formulation of that Takon was not just the Din B'Alma, but the formulation was that it becomes Nikar Apidin mid the Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara means in Zvachim. Because if not for that Takonus HaChomim to say that it becomes like Nikar Yayin, then the next line of the Gemara doesn't make any sense. What do you mean Mishum Kavua? What does Kavua do here? It's not Kavua, it's not Nikar, it's not Kavua. The answer is it is Nikar, mid the Rabbanan, it's Nikar. And thus, Beilefi HaTais, Beilefi HaRashba, the Rashba was Poshut, and the Tais need a little bit of a smoothing out the edges. We have discovered a new phenomenon called Kavua Midrabanan. And now we have Kavua D'Araisa, that's the real McCoy, but it's Mamash Nikavim Kaimai, where there's no Taravis altogether, like Keisha Chanuyah, that's the real D'Araisa Kavua. And then you have a watered down Kavua D'Rabanan, such as in Zvachim, such as in Chulin, wherever you have a Taravis that's not Botel, we can no longer apply Hochanach HaRoiv and just walk over and take a piece. And so a statement runs, Vachem Havalei Kavua, Bein Lefei Atayis, Bein Lefei Rashba. Everyone thought this was Poshut, right? This is what's happening on the page in Zvachem Halishim Sofek, and this is what's going on behind the scenes of Chulin. The question that wasn't asked by Chazal, but could have easily been asked, it's the same sugya. So basically, let's go one step further. Okay, Zolzayim. I have a Taravis. Of my three Gidin here, two Akashim, one to Gidin Nasha, I know which is which. So Midrabanan, Nebuch, I can't say Bittel, Tavachosh, the barrier. And by Chazal's institution that I can't say Bittel, Bailey Fiatot, Bailey Rash, but the whole bit of Kavua now comes back to resurface. So if I'm walking over to this Tarovis, and I want to take out a piece, yank it out, and say, Hokhara Charo. No way. That's the Midrabbanan version of Teish Chanuyos of Nola Safi B'mach Makhidus. I don't want to do that. I know that I already learned Tzvachim, learned Brisk already. I was very excited. I told you that on Sunday when I was flying, when the plane was flying over. I didn't tell you. So, you know, on that silly global screen, you can play around with the globe, right? So it's the only thing that you could probably look at that screen on. So the globe was, it shows you every little city, every little two-by-nothing city that you're flying over. So the plane flies over Eastern Europe. So you can obviously see all of Belarus and all of Poland, and it has the cities marked down. And it said Brest. Brest is Brisk. Brest, the English name, the Croatian name, was Brest-Litovsk. It was two cities. It was Brest of Litha. So they called it Brest-Litovsk. And in Yiddish, it became known as Brisk. But the city in the map is called Brest. So when I saw the Brisk, I'm all excited. So we were flying a few kilometers away from Brisk. And Brisk, and then there was a city, Baranovichi or something. It was Baranovich. Okay? And then I don't think the Mir even showed up. It's so small. But a couple of the main cities in town. So so Minsk was there. And then and Kaunas was there. What's Kaunas? The U's and the B's are the same in Lithuania. It's Kovna. Kaunas is Kovna, which is Slabodka. Slabodka was a suburb of Kovna. So you had there, and you had... You had Vilnius, yeah, Vilna was there, you could see everything, all the highlight places. So, as the Estepas let me out, there's a lot of things to talk about. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Sai, what we just talked about? What? Talking about the Rabbanans and their ashes, okay? Where's Pickle Tire, okay? No, Rabbi Sai, yeah. So, for me to walk over, to just taroy this and actively take a piece out is not even in the cards, because we just said it's midrabon, it's a huge problem of kavur. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to sit around over here, 30 feet away from the taroyers, and close my eyes and turn around and wait and wait and daven, daven, daven for the following thing to happen. What am I davening for? Who knows? What? From some mouse that got lost in learning Pesach and Daftes and decided to join us in Ful Daft Tzadik Test. Next year's mouse is going to be a major, major player in the biggest Chumash series. I'm waiting for a mouse. Okay, I need a mouse. You have a dog. As long as they're not watching it. And we'll see why, hopefully, why that's critical. And all of a sudden, a mouse comes and pulls away a piece of meat and drops it on the floor. And now I open my eyes and say, wow! Happy birthday. What? What can I do now? It is me. You know why? This is Pirish. Good Zolzain that Kozman, it was in the Tarovis, it was Kavua, it was the Darabonandika version of the 10 stores, so therefore my hands were tied, I couldn't go into there and take it because that's called Kavua. But I didn't do that. I waited for Pirish. Pirish works by real Dear Isis. Pirish works when there's no Tarovis. Pirish works for Kavua Dear Isa. The fact I work for this game. So what's the problem? I should be good. Now, do we think Yenoch Nami really is good? It's kind of hard to believe. Now, does the Mishnah say Beferish that's no good? What does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, when you have these tarots, it's kulam asurim. So maybe all the Mishnah means to say is that Bittul doesn't work, and therefore the collar is, it's called Kavua. And therefore, don't think you can go and take one of these gidim. You can't do that. Does the Mishnah say explicitly if one of the gidim falls out by itself that I can't eat it? Doesn't say it for Farish, but if I was a betting man, which I'm not, what would I say? Sounds like it's a problem, right? Very, very unlikely. The odds are most likely, if Chazal meant that's okay, so Chazal would have said, close your eyes, wait for the mouse. Chazal say kulna sur and sounds like it's really a problem. Which great Rishon makes that assumption? That, yeah, it's probably all nichol in this mishnah, that even Pirish is not going to work. Tosis, everyone learned Tosis, and Kufam and Aleph. Tosis is so cryptic. It took us 2 days just to give you, to appreciate what Tosis is. Like, it was such a milstep pshita to the Tosis, everything I said for the last 2 days, they didn't even bother saying it. So look what Tosis says. Tosis says, Ve'echa the Parish in the second line, Ve'echa the Pirish chal bin Aronami also. Why is it also for? Not Kavua. All of a sudden, Taisa says, Gizera Shema Yikach Mina Kavua. The only thing I understand here is the word Kavua. Taisa just meant for new Gizera. No, you can't take it, even if it's what? Even if it's Biresh, because Gezeirah Shemikach Minakavua. We're afraid if I let you wait for the mouse and take it, next time this happens, you're going to go yourself. Forget the mouse, I'll go take it myself. And not realizing that taking it yourself is a big problem, because that's Kavua. So Tosha just made up a Gezeirah. Gezeirah Shemikach Minakavua. Kim Tiri Shemikachinafrishis. Well, yeah. Tosha says, as I explained to you in the Tzadi Hei, hopefully people bother looking up the Tosha, I put it on the Mamun Kermis. So Tosha fills you in, and all of a sudden, this Gezeirah Shemikach Minakavua. Tosaf did not make it up. Tosaf just learned the next line in Tzvachim. The Baal HaTosaf Chula knew what it says in Tzvachim. So the Gemara in Tzvachim, back to the fourth of the Mamre Kamos. The Gemara says, okay, there's a progression of questions on the Mishnah. The Mishnah just says that one chas mesa mixed into a million other animals, and all the animals are doomed. They're all finished. They're all gone. So first the Gemara asked, why not? When you say Bitl Barov, what did the Gemara say? What was the Gemara's conclusion? It took the Gemara 2 plot to get to the answer. You notice the Mishnah is enough Ayin and the Gemara is Ayin Gimel. 2 plot in between to try to figure out what the answer to the question. What was the answer finally? Balei Chayim Chashuvim. That was question number one, answer number one. Why not Bitl Barov? The answer is Balei Chayim Chashuvim. Question number two was what? Forget about Bitl Barov, let's just do what? Hochlan Rov, maybe let's just walk over and take one. That was question number two. What was the answer number two? Kavua, Midirabanan, Taisus and Rashba. The Gemara does not give up. The Gemara says, question number three. What's the Gemara's question number three? Ela nechbeshinu denaide. What does that mean? Let's turn on the music and do what? Well, a little animal party, a little animal dance in the barn. Get the animals to shake up a little bit, move around a little bit. I'll get a little exercise for these guys. They should move around a little bit, and what will happen when they start moving around? Guess what? They're no longer what? Not Kavua anymore. Kavua means statues. That's Kavua. The stores, the Caribbean stores, not moving anywhere. Once the animals are dancing and around a little bit, it's always Kavua. Once it's always Kavua, you know what I can do? I can walk over and take one because it's not Kavua anymore. And in effect, what can I do? I can create Pirish. That's question number three. So everyone noticed the progression of questions. First thing Gemara asks, Bitl Barov, the Gemara says, no, I can't take Bitl, it's never Chashim. Then the Gemara says, let's just go and take it, and you can't, it's Kavua. Tosin Rashba. Question number three. So let's undermine Kavua, we'll make a Piresh by having them dance around. The name is called the Parshman Parish, and it takes the Gemara a few lines to get to the final answer. Ela Marava Mishum Kavua. What does that mean, Mishum Kavua? Well, what do the words mean? You just got finished telling me it's not Kavua. What does Mishum Kavua mean? So the Rishonim add on, Rashi seemed to have had that actually, the Girsa. In that text, the Gemara, though, we don't have that missing word. Rashi had the word, Ela Marava, what missing Zera. Word? Gezeirah Mishum Kavua. So whether you have that word or you stick that word in, what Rav is ultimately answering is that, no, we can't do that. You can't just put on the music high and have the animals do a little dance in the barn and call it a day, because if you do that, what's going to happen next time this happens? You're going to go and take it there, which will be a terrible violation of what? Of Kavua. How terrible a violation? I mean, between friends? A Durabana. I can't even come on. Three questions. Three possible Haterim. 0 for 3. It's called striking out. Bitl Barov struck out. Go and take it yourself struck out. Kavua. Having them dance strikes out. Gezeirah Mishum Kavua. Wait. Hold on. Everyone following the Shabbatai and the Gemara? Who has a problem with this Gezeirah? I just learned Zvachim. If I didn't go to Brisk, I would never have seen this Gemara. So I don't know, I never heard of this Gezeirah Mishum Kavua, but now I got it right in front of my face. Who's got a problem now? Once you just tell me that some days in Hagadah, between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mishnayos, made it a kind of called Gezeirah Shemikach Minah Kavua, what halacha just disappeared?
Pirish.
What? Pirish. The whole din of Tesha Chaneris just fell by the wayside. I told you that if somebody today goes home tonight and you're going out for dinner and you find a piece of meat on the floor, I thought you could eat it. I told you it's mutter. I didn't say it's like Moshe Rabbeinu. I said it's mutter. Pirish is mutter. That's fine. That's great. It's not Kavua. Gezeirah Shemikach Minah Kavua. What happened to the Gezeirah of Kavua? What happened to Zvachim Daf Ayin Gimel? What is the difference between Teshach and Nuyos that appears in 16 different places in Shas, and nobody ever raises a red flag and says, oh, by the way, there's a Gezeirah Mishum Kavua, unlike The one case that we find the Gezeira mentioned, which according to Hefter Rishon didn't even have the word Gezeira, but we're guessing that's what it means. The only place in Kol HaTorah Kulo where this Gezeira makes its rears its head is in Zvachim, in the beginning of Perek HaTorah. What happened to every case of Teshchanos in Pesachim and Chulin? A million places in Shas. But I'm the Din Derabon. Who asked this Kasha? Tosis, what does Tosis say on Daf Tzadi Hei? Tosis says that, guess what? Nimtza Kulo Chumro, Nimtza Chumro Kulo. What does that mean? Says Tosis, when you're dealing with the real Kavua, the real McCoy of Kavua, which according to Tosis always is presupposing what? That it's what? Nikarum Kovo. There's no reason to make the Gezeira. Why? What would that Gezeira mean? I want you to tell me the Gezeira. This is the Gezeira. If you find a piece of meat on the floor of West Englewood, don't you dare and eat it. You know why? Because tomorrow night when you go out for dinner, what are you going to do? Last night the rabbi told me I'm allowed to eat it on the floor because there are 10 kosher stores. What are you going to do tomorrow night?
I forget.
What are you going to do tomorrow night?
Store.
You're going to walk into Caribbean and order food. Because the rabbi told me last night I'm allowed to eat it. So last night there were 9 out of 10 stores were kosher, and tonight 9 out of 10. What's the difference? But the guy's a moron. The guy doesn't realize the difference. What's the difference? In one place, we're letting him eat something that he doesn't know. Whenever it's nikar, you're afraid he's going to actively walk into the store. What are you afraid of? He's going to go ahead, lechatchila, walk to a trade for store and buy food. What are you, a sugar? So Tosfos says, what kind of gezeira shemikach b'nei kavua? The only time gezeira shemikach b'nei kavua makes any sense of what? Is what? If it's not nikar. If it's only a kavua, what? If it's only a kavua, d'rabbanon. So it's taka, not nikar. So now it makes a lot of sense. I have a lot of animals dancing around. Nikar dinner, they're dancing the mutter. But tomorrow night, what may happen? I'll forget to do what? What will I forget to do? To turn on the what? Turn on the music. So if last night the rabbi told me I can go into the bar and turn on the music and make it mutter, I'm not so sophisticated to realize the music was the matir. Little did I know. The rabbi told me I have to turn the music, make the animals dancing. If the animals are not dancing in the barn, so then that's kavua. Who's going to figure this out? The guy has Ruach HaKadosh to figure this out. The daddy has to have learned tzvachim. He doesn't chop all this. So that's a big zera. It makes a lot of sense. So even though it's strange, it's bizarre, because in the hierarchy of halacha, which is a much more serious violation, the kavod deraisa is much more problematic, but the kavod deraisa doesn't lend itself to the gezeira. Whereas the kavod derabbanan, strangely enough, lends itself to the gezeira. That's the theory of Tzadi here.
Does this make
the
gezeira to a gezeira?
Oh, so I knew you could ask that question. That's Zap is asking. So the answer is, no, this is not a gezeira to a gezeira. You know why? Because the first one is not a gezeira. Gzeira means don't do X because you may come to do Y, and doing Y is us because you may come to do Z. There are Isurim Durabana that are not Gzeiras. There's not a Gzeira Durabana. This is an evaluation with Durabana that this doesn't lend itself to Bittul. This is just too Nikol Ayin to be Bittul. It's too Choshev to be Bittul. That's the Pashas in the answer. The idea Shlomo that the Gemara really tells in the dates of the days that don't ask this cash anymore about Gzeira. They sometimes do, sometimes they don't. We have no idea what the rules are. Yeah, but I just gave you a rule. Rabbi says, so again, everyone chap this Tosis? My nerve is this Tosis. So Tosis created for us two categories of kavua. One's Nika, one's Mishnikar. And only by the Deraisa Nika one will we actually permit Piresh Lamaisa. By the Derabandika one, strangely enough, we won't. Did everyone realize that's exactly what Tosis says in Kufam and Aleph? That's what Tosis means in these two words. Let's go back to these two ones again. Tosis says, "Veichad pirish chal minayu." If one of them was pirish, Tosis says, "Hey, wait a second. Why can't we be matir it?" Tosis, "No. Nami osur. Ayin zvachem. Zer shemichem chavua." In these four words, Tosis is referencing what they said in Daf Tzadi Hei. Kevan she'ein hanisa nikar. Since the Yisra is not Nikar, therefore it's not Kavod Derais, it's not Kavod Derabon, and we should have been more Mekel. No! As we said in Daf Tzadi Hei, it's Dafka because it's so kal that we have to be so Machmir, and therefore what ultimately prevents us, both in our Sugin Chul and Daf Kuf, as well as in Zvachim, what prevents us from taking from Piresh is this new Yisra Derabon and staring us in the face called Gezer Shemichel. A gezer we never heard of by regular kavua. You're right. You don't need a gezer by regular. It's a superfluous gezer by regular kavua. But by the kavua derabanan, it rears its head. When you guys read this Tosfos in Seder, everyone read this Tosfos in Seder? Everyone understand what Tosfos meant in these two lines? You have to understand, but Tosfos was in the Tosfos, they were already presupposing that you knew, probably because they wrote it on Daf Tzadihet, they already knew that you chaf, that there's a concept called Kavod Derais and Kavod Derabbanan. Kavod Derabbanan is defined by, yes, Nikar versus no Nikar. We gave the whole razzle-dazzle Shtukh Torah as to once Chazal Mesake in the Derabbanan, that's the Mechosh, it's not bottle, that means it's Nikar in the Derabbanan. So now Kavod kicks in the Derabbanan. This Kavod Derabbanan lends itself to the Gzeir of Zvachim Dafayim Gimel, which Kavod Derais happens not to. And that explains that Mishnah like a charm. Tosfos is just writing on Chumash, just learning Chumash Daf Tzadites. We're in the same Mishnah. We haven't got off the same Mishnah since Elul. The Mishnah says that if you have 10 Gidin, one of them is getting rushed, the rest are not. Mishnah says, Kulon Asurim. Why Kulon Asurim? What do you mean? So I understand Bittul doesn't work. I got that. I understand that you can't make a 10 Gid sandwich. That I got. That because it's a berry, I got that. Why can't you go and take one of them? The answer is, that's Kavur Midraban. Ooh, ah, wow, Kavur Midraban. Wow, Tosfos Rash, but a lot of Torahs. But when the Mishnah says Kulon Asurim, not only does it mean you can't eat all three together, it also means you can't only take one. And what does it also mean by saying Kulon Asurim? Even if what happened? Pirish. Even if it was Pirish, it's also. It's all Nichol and Kulon Asurim. In those same words of the Mishnah, Kulon Asurim means, Asur means not rectifiable. Not, there's nothing in this universe that could save this Balagan right now. Not Bittul Berayv, not walking over to it, and not even Pirish. In order for Tosfos to explain what Pirish doesn't work, they have to reference back to the Gemara in Maseches Sevachim, which is the source for the Gezerah, Shemitachuna Kabbalah. But they have to tone it down a little bit to explain that that Gezerah only makes sense in cases of Kavod Derabbanan, which is counterintuitive, but that's the way it is, as Tosfos explains. And that's what's going on in Asugi. When you read the Mishnah here, that's how Tosfos read the Mishnah in Chulin. Everyone read it, when you read the Mishnah back in August, Kulon Asurim, and you realize, hey, wait a second, what happened to Bittul Berov? Three-pronged question. Where's Bittul Berov? Why can't I walk over it? Why can't Pirish work? So the answer is Bittul Berov has been bumped out by the Vachashev, various, whatever. Why can't I walk over it? That's Kavod Derabbanan, which is a corollary of the Tepanos HaChamim. That's called Nikar B'Derabbanan. You need that little smoothing out the edges, according to Tosfos. Third problem, third challenge, hey, why doesn't Pirish work? The answer is Gzeir Shem HaKavua. Ah, that Gzeir doesn't exist by Teshkanuyas. You're right, it doesn't exist there, Dafka, because it's Kavua Deraisa. This is how you read the Tosfos, okay? Everyone got it? We read it, at least we read something inside. Okay, to read the Tosfos. Hope that's up tomorrow, but I say, notwithstanding what I just presented you, I just presented you Shitas HaRi. The Ri is the Baal of Tosfos who was responsible for this whole story. He repeats this idea in a few places in Shas. However, his great illustrious uncle, who? Rabbi Natan, did not read the sugya this way. Let's see, tomorrow we'll have people get a talk to him, see how he reads it. Okay.